Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John Ward obviously passed away on Wednesday evening, and we spent all of our show really yesterday kind of remembering John. And I'm curious to kind of get your perspective on your relationship with Mr. Ward.
Well, first off, let me just say this. I know the Tennessee fans, I've talked to many of them, and the reach of this radio station, I think all three shows did the primary parts of 12 hours yesterday, if not almost all, talking about John Ward, and he even spilled over into today. I think that right there shows you the magnitude that John had, the effect that he had on people. This is a non-player, a non-coach, a radio announcer. And, you know, I don't know that we'd be talking about a coach that is with such, you know, the length of time that we've talked about John Ward. I got to know him very well after I left Tennessee, got into the radio business. He was generous enough and kind enough to take my phone calls whenever I had questions about history of Tennessee. You know, he goes back to the 50s. He, I think, graduated from law school there in 52 or 4, something like that. Certainly knew every coach, including Nealon, all the way up and through Philip Fulmer, all the athletic directors, very vital part of it. Brilliant man. I'm sure he would have made a fine lawyer, just by the use of the English language. And he was always, you know, I mentioned on one of the shows yesterday, I asked him for 30 minutes, stopped by his house. He showed me around his garden and then spent about three and a half hours with me. Didn't have to do that, but I gleaned a lot of information from him on it. And special, he's a special guy. What I would call a hero to Tennessee fans. And, you know, the thing, Brent, that he did, he made the game about the players. If you listen to almost any call, it was always about the player, you know, highlighting what the player did. And, a lot of folks are grateful for it. I know that.
Well, Doug, I know, obviously, Tennessee fans, a lot of them grew up listening to him, maybe weren't fortunate enough to spend time with him in person. But what is something maybe people didn't realize about him as the person, as opposed to just this voice that is they remember from their childhood?
Well, I've heard very many people say it, and it was the John Ward that I knew. Very private person. Didn't make many talks. I'm sure as you all know, and certainly people in the media know, you know, he would not go once he left after the basketball season of 98, I guess it had been the 99 basketball season. He didn't go on shows. He didn't go on any talk shows. He came on one talk show that I was doing on WLAC back in 2002. Now I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on Sunday on Big Orange Sunday. Bill Justice is going to join me. We're going to do the whole hour on John.
He came on there,
and I had to talk him into it. And he just, you know, I think part of the reason was he didn't want to step on Bob Kessling. That was the type of person he was. He knew the power that he had, but he came on, and the reason he came on was because it was a Ball Network station at that time, and he talked about Doug Dickey's retirement. Coach Dickey was that special to him. But I would say the privacy part would be the part that people would be surprised with. I don't know that he was shy. I've heard him described as that. I didn't see it as shy. I just think he was private. And then his retirement speech, two words, it's over, or it's time, excuse
it's time.
Me,
it's time. Yeah.
It's time, and then he stepped out of the limelight, he gave it to somebody else, and boy, We all know how difficult that is to do. He could have showed up at any big orange club. He could have made money out on the road speaking. And speaking of money, one thing, you know, interesting, the guy, he and his wife gave $2 million to the University of Tennessee, the largest gift at the time, I think it was early 90s, mid-90s, that was ever given to the University of Tennessee by a single person. Pretty good. The athletic department, excuse me.
Doug Matthews with us. You can hear him Sports Saturday 9 to 11, then Big Orange Sunday at 8 a.m.
Coach, you obviously do a lot of radio, and you're on by yourself a lot of the time. You know how hard it is to prepare for that. We've heard some almost legendary stories about how much that John prepared for each game broadcast.
He did. I wasn't, of course, I wasn't involved in that part. You know, kind of interesting, a lot of people don't know this. He did not want to have, when he first took over football, he did not want to have a color analyst on that either. He was going to do it all by himself. He was pretty adamant about that. They let him do it in basketball, and, of course, he never had an analyst in basketball. But football felt like they needed somebody, so they let him choose him, and he chose Bill Anderson. I'm guessing Bill, maybe if you strung everything he said together on a two-and-a-half, three-hour broadcast, he may have said some 5 minutes maybe. So he was the perfect guy. For John, but you know, he had that way of keeping the game flowing, but he was 31 years, I think, in football, 34 basketball, and would have loved to have done every one of them without an analyst. And quite frankly, I think most people would have been happy just to hear him do the games.
Well, and I think one of the things, I've talked to several Vol fans and UT grads, and they say, you know, the thing that I think that really anchors a lot of their love for him, not only how great he was and the service that he provided being their eyes and ears at games, was he, like you mentioned, he graduated from UT. He is one of the Vol fans. He was speaking to people that he loved, and we had several people again say yesterday just how important the fans were to him, but he was also a UT Vol.
Well, he realized more than anyone the effect that he had on the fans, because of, as been documented, you know, there weren't many games on TV. I mentioned yesterday that I recruited from Cookeville all the way to Memphis, everything north of 40, a little bit south. So when you get out to Milan and Union City and Brownsville and Humboldt and Martin and those areas out there, Covington, most of the people out there had never even stepped foot on campus for anything. And they knew about Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball, but primarily Tennessee football because of John Ward. They didn't know about it because of the head football coach. They knew about it because John Ward came in their living room or in their car every Saturday. And as has been said, then if ever there was a phrase, paint the picture, if ever that was true, it would be of John Ward. You felt like that you could see that game just by him talking. You could see Conridge Holloway scrambling. You know, you could see Joey Kent catching a pass. That game might be on TV, by the way. You could see Bobby Majors returning a punt against Penn State. Johnny Jones, a 66-yard run to beat Alabama and Birmingham, the big plays. He had them all, and he seemingly had the right verbiage to articulate to everybody what was happening. He just had that knack of doing that.
Well, Doug, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to hearing an entire hour of your perspective coming up this weekend.
I think it'll be, you know, Bill was closer to him than anybody. Bill would never brag about this, but Bill Justice, when he was playing, John Ward, I mean, he was the closest player to my belief of anybody ever at Tennessee, and Bill stayed very close with him. He's going to tell stories that I haven't even heard, and I'm anxious to hear them myself. But thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Always good to talk with you, Coach.